You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Seth Meyers. What's up, Broadway?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special bonus episode of What's Up, Broadway, live from the red carpet of Music Man. The red carpets are always a buzz. We're always wondering who we're going to see and run into, and this night was no exception. We received cameos from Seth Meyers, Anne Hathaway, Ryan Reynolds, Cynthia Nixon, and so many more. The pre-show surely did not disappoint. We got a chance to catch up with director Jerry Zaks of The Music Man.
Hi, Ayanna, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Good. I love your energy.
Well, I'm a happy guy.
Love that. So we just saw you at Doubtfire Carpet. Now you're at The Music Man. How does this feel? You're back to back.
Well, this is what I love doing. Mm-hmm. And this is, I can't get enough of it. And so it feels great. I'm thrilled. We've been working really hard to get this one just right.
Yeah.
And I think we have, and I think it's going to make people very happy.
Next, we talk to costume designer, Oscar nominee, Paul Tazwell. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you.
How does it feel? You're no longer Paul Tazwell. You're Oscar nominee,
oh,
Paul Tazwell. Do you know that?
It's a little daunting, but absolutely exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to have been a part of the production, part of the film. And to be recognized for my work and to share that with my team and with everyone else on the film.
Congratulations. Happy opening. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
We also chat with Keenan Scott II, writer of Thoughts of a Colored Man. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Ayanna from What's Up Broadway. Thoughts of a Colored Man, sadly closed. I loved it so much. Talk about that. Is it going to travel? What's your thoughts on?
We are working on all that as we speak. Amateur rights are available, so any college and high school can do it.
That.
And we're currently working on some tour destinations or some pretty top regional theaters.
Okay. And how do you feel about tonight? What does Music Man mean for you?
I'm excited. I'm a huge Hugh Jackman fan, so I'm really excited to see what he does on stage. I know he's classically trained, so I'm very excited to see what he does.
Awesome. Enjoy your night. After the curtain fell on opening night, the energy from the cast was phenomenal. As they stopped by to talk to me, here's what they had to say about their opening night feelings, what they did to prepare for the evening, and the numbers that brought them the most joy. First, we hear from Jane Hadouchel.
Hi, Jane. Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to be here?
Well, it feels kind of surreal to be out in the world in this way. I was inside and just with myself and my cat for about 18 months, and then all of a sudden we were back in rehearsal, and that was amazing. And then all of a sudden we were in the theater and there were audiences coming, and that's amazing. And it's been the whole unfolding of the show and coming back into the workforce has been an incredible journey for all of us. Mm-hmm. I think
I was gonna say, this is a mega musical. It's not just any small feat. How do you prepare for an opening night of this magnitude?
I don't think of it in terms of being actually radically different than any other performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, this kind of thing happens on opening night with press and known people in the audience and all of that sort of thing. But But other than that element, mm-hmm. it's still the same show that we do every single night and we bring to people night after night, and it's a privilege to do it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the moment in the show that brings you the most joy?
The moment
in the show that brings you the most joy.
Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's a certain number or...
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, the first time the Barbershop Quartet comes together and starts singing, that brings me deep joy.
Mm-hmm.
When the town goes crazy and does trouble, that brings me deep joy. That chorus of people singing is fantastic to hear. But of course, the big joy is the end of the show. And I don't want to give it away in case there might be one person who has
Correct.
Never seen the music.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next, we hear from Marie Mullen.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, my darling.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, how does it feel? It's opening night.
I feel I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I have had the time of my life working with these wonderful people. The Broadway community have embraced me, and they've helped me, and they've been patient with me, and they've showed me how to do it. But these people, Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster, are at the top of their game. I am so honored and lucky to be working with them, because there is nothing but generosity and extremely amazing talent coming off them on the stage. And I just feel privileged. Mm-hmm. I truly do.
And what is your morning routine? How did you get ready for it tonight?
Well, I sort of go through the scenes, and then I have a little bit of a song with Sutton, so I like to go through that, and I get into the zone of, it's a small town community, and we're being lifted by Harold Hill's arrival, you know, and I remind myself of that maybe we were a little bit sad before he came, that we didn't realise we were a little bit sad as a community, and then he came and he brought us this music, and he made us hope again, well, we can have our own band, you know. I know it sounds very innocent, but actually it doesn't, and you put energy like that into a community, you'll get energy back.
Oh, amazing.
Isn't it true?
Yes.
I really feel that.
And talking about energy, what scene brings you the most joy to, like, be in or experience?
Well, I love Trouble.
Mm.
I love that, and I love the Shapoopy. But I love all the numbers. I love the first number where we go, the Iowa people, you know, but we'll give you our shirt, you know, if your crops should happen to fail. You know, but they're kind of, self-contained people. They don't do any small talk.
Got it.
And then when Harold comes, he gives them joy.
Oh, love that. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much, my darling. It's lovely talking to
you.
Coming in to chat with us now is Daniel Patrick.
Congratulations on happy opening. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I feel really good. How
do you
doing? Yeah.
Tell me why. Why do you feel good?
Oh, I think we've all been waiting for this one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been our project as a company for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was pushed back for obvious reasons, but it was always kind of there for us in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So to finally be here today, I'm kind of just like, oh, we did it.
Finally.
Yeah.
What did you do this morning? How did you prepare for tonight?
You know, I slept in.
Did you?
Yeah. You know, I'm a little sleep deprived, so, you know, I've been working hard. So
I
took a little time this morning to sleep in, and, you know, I kind of woke up and I was like, oh my goodness,
it's today.
So I didn't leave myself enough time, as I never do.
What
so
number brings you the most joy out of this show?
Oh my goodness. I gotta say Marrying the Librarian.
Really?
That one is my favorite, because I love being sneaky, and I love how everyone on stage is kind of, there's so many little games being played, and there's so many beautiful connections that we get to make with each other throughout the number, and it's so much fun to watch and to do. That's gotta be my winner.
I love that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Have your
opening. Yeah,
thank you.
Up next is Cami Crumb.
Congratulations, happy opening.
Thank you.
Talk about your excitement.
I can't even, this is my Broadway debut. And
congratulations.
I was a part of the Dance Lab in 2019, and so been waiting a very, very long time for this, and for it to finally come to fruition, it's just...
What did you do this morning? How did you prepare for today?
I ate 3 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wow.
And I had a cup of coffee, and that's about it.
That's
I kind of had to meditate for a minute,
uh-huh.
Not think too much about everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And good. Yeah.
That's amazing. What number brings you the most joy out of this show?
Oh my goodness. Mary in the Library. I love 76 Trombones. That's probably the most exciting, and it's most iconic, I think, but Mary in the Library, and it's the chance for all of us to play on the stage, and I feel like it gets different every night. That I love that one. That's my
love
favorite.
Love that. Congratulations. Yeah. Happy opening.
Thank you very much.
Now we hear from Charisse Springer.
Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank
How
you
are
so much.
You?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful.
Never been happier.
Oh, that's awesome. What did you do this morning to get ready for today?
Well, I have a six-month-old tomorrow to turn this month, so I was being a mother all day. And then picked up my dress and my shoes and came to the theater to do a Broadway opening.
I love that. What number in the show brings you the most joy?
Iowa, Stubborn, right off the gate. When that tin comes up and we walk forward and I feel the audience that I haven't felt for 2.5 years, it brings tingles every single day.
I love that so much. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so very much.
We got a chance to talk to Rima Webb and Garrett Long.
Happy opening. How are you?
Thank you.
So good.
Give me some adjectives. How do you feel tonight?
Tears. Relieved that we finally are open. We've been waiting for this day for so long.
Yeah. And what did you do this morning to prepare for tonight?
Honestly,
took my daughter on a field trip.
Oh,
yeah. She's super mom. My days of mommying are over, but I feel joyful.
Uh-huh. I love that. And what number in the show brings you the most joy?
76. No, Library, 76 or Library. Watching our dancers makes me, fills my soul. Beyond
I love that. Love that.
I think Trouble, because I feel like that's when we get shot out of the cannon. It's like the first group number, and we did some updating, it's on, it's hot.
Love that.
Watching Hugh in Library, though, he's just so naughty, and I adore it.
Love that so much, so much. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we chat with Ronnie S. Bowman.
Congratulations, happy opening.
Thank you so much.
How are you feeling?
I am overjoyed.
I am relieved so much.
Relieved at the audience accepting the work that we have put in so graciously. And I'm also, it's a surreal feeling. Something that I've dreamt up for so long is now becoming reality, and I am overjoyed.
What did you do this morning to prepare for tonight?
This morning, I woke up, I wrote some more opening night cards.
Oh. Okay.
I had breakfast and I got to see my amazing family that traveled from Connecticut to see this show.
Lovely. And what number brings you the most joy in the show?
Shakupi. It's the beginning of Act Two, and it, I think, besides the finale, that is the majority of the company on the stage for that number, and it's just a bunch of fun. We are all having so much fun improvising, having ad libs, having little moments, and it's just a nice time to see everyone in the show.
Congratulations, happy opening.
Thank you.
Next, we hear from Sean Montgomery.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah, feeling great.
What did you do this morning to get ready for tonight?
Oh, to get ready for tonight? You know, I try to keep it as chill as possible. Try to keep the normal day. You know, go to the gym, work out, hang out. I watch some Olympics.
Oh, lovely. You know, lovely. And what brings you the most joy? What number brings you the most joy in this show?
I'd have to say Rock Island, the first number in the train. I just think it's got such great energy. It's a great way to start the show.
The first person to say that tonight. So that's iconic.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's you know, it's the one Hugh always does when he's on like talk shows and stuff for good reason. I mean, it's fun, and it's just such a great way to kick off the show.
Love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lastly, we hear from the stars themselves. Here's Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman discussing their approach to keeping their characters real.
These characters are very complex. You know, there's a lot going on. I mean, I can speak for Marion, but Harold Hill is a complex dude,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like, but for me, it was finding with Marion, it was, I felt like she had a lot of darkness. And I think with a lot of darkness comes a lot of comedy. Mm-hmm. So I thought there were a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of opportunity with her. But in approaching her too, and even I had to kind of pretend like the show had never existed. So in that we were in the hands of, you know, Jerry Zaks and Warren Carlyle, and they were treating it the same way. They were ready to sort of rediscover or even not even that. It was just sort of like investigating, you know. So I don't know. It was felt very collaborative and playful, and but the real heart of it, right? And how do you, and making sure you hold on to the heart of what this show is about. So I don't know, it's that constant balance.
You know, Meredith writes a little thing, you know, as for directors who are going to do, he said, treat the characters as real. He's written a beautiful story.
They're
the
not
characters.
No,
they're really beautiful, and there is some darkness, and there is light and shade to all of them. And I think, I mean, for Harold, he's obviously there's some darkness there, but he loves what he does. He loves it. I think the terrifying thing for him is in between gigs, you know, he probably feels a bit lonely. So, you know, I think he's really having the time of his life, you know. He likes the danger.
Thanks for listening, and go see Music Man, if for no other reason than to see the tiny horse. Thank you for tuning in to a bonus episode of What's Up Broadway. You can learn more about What's Up Broadway at bpn.fm/WUB. And connect with us on Twitter at BWay Pod Network. Have a tip or some breaking news? Send us a message at bpn.fm/hottip. And please make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating and tune in next week for another episode of What's Up Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.